We talked about, you know, the whole issue of whether or not we could in some fashion mimic a patient-centered care model like Mayo Clinic and Cleveland Clinic. And I think the consensus was that that's a model that we are simply not suited for in its entirety, but that certainly we could adopt it to some extent and therefore have the kind of patient satisfaction that is going to be a financial benefit to us down the road in the new healthcare system. And then keep working on the issue of patient satisfaction, an example of how we'll be compensated in the future, and finally start with clinical integration and move to financial integration. We need to understand the funds flow. How are they going to, where are they going and to whom? And we have to be transparent on those issues, and they have to be agreed to by all of the parties. Strategy, dictation, structure, dictation, staffing. I don't know what that means.
That was a sequence I talked about.
Strategy. Oh, that's right. It's a strategy dictates structure, and structure dictates staffing. That's right. And who puts the strategy together, and how do we sell it? Outside assistance and influence is you know, the one of our participants, as we talked about, trying to figure how you're going to implement all of this interprofessional cooperation and so forth, said we probably need therapy. And I think also we concluded that a real essential to putting this thing together is to have all of the parties come together in the academic, in the research, in the clinical, and sit down with a facilitator and figure out how we're going to learn who we are and what each party does and how important it is to a total single mission, and try and overcome some of the difficulties that arise from the individual silos that has pervaded our system up to now. Did the best I could. And I think the rest of it you can read on the board. Thank you.
Did that cover? We have one more.
One more.
Good. Okay, number four. How do we create the appropriate financial model to support the tripartite teaching, research, and clinical care missions of the Academic Medical Center? One, we talked about cross-subsidizing education and research. In other words, bottom line is revenues may not be generated in those areas, but we've got to figure out a way to subsidize them from the clinical function. And the bottom line for a financial model, since we don't know all of the facts now, is that we've got to make some assumptions, but the bottom line is one of our folks gave us a tremendous formula. Make more money than you spend, fund the academic mission, and manage care better, and you get paid more. Think carefully before giving up the hospital. Others have done so and have regrets of having done so. So we have the disadvantages of owning and operating a hospital, but we also have the advantages of having full control of the entity and its processes. Financial modeling will be necessary. Even if we don't have all the data points, we may have to make assumptions because we've got to move forward. Based on the mission funding model, we are not the same as privates and not engaged in those areas. I assume what they're saying, we are a unique entity and we're not a Rush hospital or a Northwestern hospital, but we are an institution that has some uniqueness, and we're going to have to go forward in this new environment with that recognition. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Yes, we covered a lot of area, and I'm amazed how much you captured. That's great.